This is U.S. Civic and Pocketbook Scan, August 25th, 2026, from What's My Politics? Pull up a chair, because here's what happened and why it matters to you, your wallet, and your kitchen table. Today's biggest verified developments mix voting rules, household costs, immigration status, and representation. The immediate changes are limited. The Supreme Court removed one legal block on a federal mail ballot policy. Canada is preparing a tariff response, and the administration is preparing, not yet carrying out, a large visa action. Drug price data also show why a lower national price index does not automatically mean a lower pharmacy bill for every family. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. Supreme Court lifts one block on the White House mail voting order, but a separate postal service block remains. On August 24th, the Supreme Court put on hold a Massachusetts federal judge's injunction against President Donald Trump's executive order on mail voting while the case continues. The court did not decide whether the order is lawful. A separate nationwide court order still prevents the Postal Service from taking steps to carry out the related mail ballot rule, so election procedures do not automatically change today. What to watch? The Justice Department has asked the judge in the separate Postal Service case to remove or pause that remaining nationwide block. North Carolina is scheduled to begin sending some overseas and military ballots on September 4th, making the legal timeline especially tight. Headline 2. Canada plans targeted retaliation after new U.S. tariffs take effect. Canada says it will announce retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods on Tuesday, August 25th, after the United States imposed 50% tariffs on about $20 billion in selected Canadian products over the weekend. Canada previously said its countermeasures would begin September 8th and would target U.S. steel, dairy, appliances, farm equipment, pulp and paper, and electronics. President Trump also threatened higher future tariffs on Canadian vehicles, auto parts, and steel, but those additional threatened increases are not in effect. What to watch? Canada is expected to release its detailed retaliation list today. Watch whether the White House issues a formal action for the threatened January 1, 2027 vehicle and auto parts increase, since a threat is not the same as a tariff already being collected. Headline 3. Reported visa revocation plan could affect up to 200,000 asylum applicants, but it is not final. The Trump administration is preparing a plan to revoke business and tourist visas held by people who later applied for asylum, according to State Department documents and U.S. officials reported by the Associated Press. The expected group could include up to 200,000 people. The State Department says the number would change as the process proceeds. No final public revocation order has been announced, and officials said visa revocation would not by itself mean immediate deportation. What to watch? Watch for a formal State Department announcement, details about notice and review for affected people, and lawsuits challenging the policy. Headline 4. Falling prescription drug price index does not mean every patient's bill is falling. New federal consumer price data show prescription drug prices fell 0.8% in July and 3.1% over the prior year, the largest year-over-year drop since 1963. President Trump has credited his administration's drug pricing work. Independent drug pricing experts told the Associated Press that the decline likely reflects several factors, including generic and biosimilar competition and Medicare drug price negotiations authorized in the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. They also warn that the price index measures what pharmacies receive from insurers and patients combined, not simply what an individual pays at the counter. What to watch? Watch for the next Consumer Price Index report and for published details of the administration's drug company agreements. Headline 5. Georgia's 13th District chooses a temporary House member today. Voters in Georgia's 13th Congressional District are voting today in a special election runoff between former Gwinnett County School Board Chair Everton Blair and Marcy Scott, daughter of the late Representative David Scott. Both finalists are Democrats. The winner will serve only the remaining months of David Scott's term. The district will hold its regular general election for the next full term on November 3rd. What to watch? Polls close at 7 p.m. Eastern. Georgia does not provide automatic recounts, but a trailing candidate may request one if the margin is 0.5% or less of all votes cast. The winner will be sworn in after state certification and House procedures. And that's today's briefing. It's informational and nonpartisan, so follow the linked sources for the full record and updates, make your own call, and we'll save you a seat tomorrow.